This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Justice Department sued California Governor Jerry Brown and the state's attorney general over three state laws passed in recent months, saying they have made it impossible for federal immigration officials to do their jobs and deport criminals who are born outside of the United States. Amazon said it will extend its $5.99 monthly Prime membership to the roughly 20% of the U.S. population that is signed up for Medicaid. Last year, the company introduced the discount Prime membership, ordinarily cost $12.99 a month or $99 a year, by offering it to people who obtain government assistance with cards typically used for the food stamp program, formerly called the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. Last year, the average round-trip fare on the seven largest U.S. carriers, American, Delta, United, Southwest, Alaska, JetBlue, and Spirit, was $355 based on their financial reports, up from $351 in 2016. Getting an extra two rows of seats on a plane can make the difference between profit and loss. The average profit was $20 each way on a round-trip ticket, about 9%. The Labor Department is preparing a six-month pilot program to encourage companies to hand over voluntarily back pay they have cheated from workers. Payroll Audit Independent Determination Program, or PAID, would indemnify employers if they came forward of their own accord and paid up. Employees would lose the right to sue, but would not have to pay lawyers' fees to collect. The savage storm devastating Puerto Rico 5 months ago, weakening the island's already faltering economy and accelerating a migration to the mainland that experts expect will surpass 200,000 residents this year. Democrats in Texas could rightly boast about a major boost over their 2014 primary turnout, nearly doubling the number of voters cast. And the increases were most pronounced in urban and suburban areas where the party is hoping to reclaim House seats now held by Republicans, despite the Republicans also polling almost 500,000 more votes. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 190 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.